We are live from the Conlin Center in beautiful San Rafael, California. Hunter Hornstein here, Brian Sanchez in a minute, welcoming you to some CCAA PacWest Challenge basketball here on this November 12th. Academy of Art University 1-0 on the season, taking on Humboldt State. They're 1-0 as well. Welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. Dominican University is playing host to this tournament, this CCAA PacWest Challenge here. Don't worry, the Lady Penguins will be taking the court later on tonight against Cal State East Bay. Both of those teams are 0-1. Welcome to the broadcast. A little special double dip action here as we get set for game number one of Academy of Art and Humboldt State. Academy of Art 1-0 on the season. Last night, their win against Cal State East Bay, 52-44. A little bit of a barn burner, but in the end, they were able to pull away with them. School record last night, Academy of Art had 8 steals by senior guard Devin London. So we'll be looking at her to continue her strong start to the season. Academy had 19 points and off 19 second-half turnovers last night. Academy of Art very good on defense there, Brian Sanchez. A late 19-9 run put them ahead at halftime. They were even behind 22-20, but in the end, they were able to pull out the victory 52-44.
No, you're absolutely right. And one of the big things that pops out when you look at this Academy of Art roster, when you look at the bottom, you have a 6'4 freshman from Arizona and a 6'3 junior from Brooklyn. That's Alexandria Coleman and Julia Frazier. And those are some big girls. They're not just tall, though. They have some weight to them. They can really assert themselves. And I got to believe they're going to play a big role in this game here tonight.
Humboldt State and Academy of Art meeting for the second time. Academy of Art last year beat. Humboldt State last year beat Academy of Art last year in overtime, 76-73. So a little bit of a revenge factor there. Humboldt State 1-0 on the season as they got their win over DU last night, beating them handedly. Dominican's home opener, 76-51 here at the Conlin Center. We pause there for the national anthem back here live. Hunter Hornstein, Brian Sanchez with you. As we were mentioning, Humboldt State, last night they wrecked the Dominicans' home opener night there with the win, 76-51. As they're a 1-0 on the season. Humboldt State, a 7-0 run to start the game. Brian really kept DU scoreless. In fact, they kept them scoreless for the first 3 minutes of the game, so defense was a huge factor in this Humboldt State offense.
Yeah, and it started at the point of attack. It was Patrice Sindon, the point guard. She's 5'4", but she's the quickest player on the court, and she was harassing whoever was bringing the ball up for Dominican all night, whether it be Valentine or Nakamura, and she had 5 steals in that game because she was all over the court making things happen.
Led the team in steals, did Sindon. She also scored 11 points. Your team leader for Humboldt State was Kayla Williams, 15 points on the night. Really was an unbelievable offensive force there for Humboldt State. She was also the lead scorer in exhibition play. Humboldt State went 15-12 last season, so looking to win a couple more games as they get off on the right foot last night, trying to go 2-0 tonight. Defense, again, was big. Left DU with only 2 players in double digits. As far as scoring is concerned, Humboldt State had 5. Kayla Williams with 15, Katie Richards with 13. We mentioned Sidon with 11. And then Lexi Price and Whitney Howard both contributed with 10 themselves. So a good matchup here tonight as the winner's bracket will get started off early today. Dominican and Cal State East Bay, both teams 0-1. They'll go on later tonight at 5 o'clock. You can hear that game here on Penguin Radio. Time to give you some starting lineups here. First for Academy of Art University. The senior guard out of Oak Park, Devin London. Number 13, Nicole Bisick. The junior 5'9 guard out of South Pasadena, Elisa Griggs, a sophomore forward out of Oregon. Number 21, number 25, Lauren Etchell, the senior guard. And number 42, Juliana Frazier, the junior 6'3 center. Now for Humboldt State, 1-0 on the season, led by Jody Glinson. Leading off, number 00, Bree Hainsley. She had a great game, the senior 6'4 out of Fresno, California. Number 2, Patricia Sindon, the junior 5'4 guard out of Antioch, California. Number 5, Kayla Williams, the lead scorer from last night's game, the senior guard out of Seattle, Washington. Number 10, Lisa Petty, getting her to start tonight, the junior 5'11 guard out of Castro Valley. And rounding out the starting lineup is number 22, Katie Richards, the junior 5'10 guard out of Washington State. We're all ready to go here for day 2 of the 2-day tourney in the CCAA PacWest Challenge. Academy of Art 1-0 against Humboldt State 1-0. Both teams looking to avenge their rematch from last year, in which Humboldt State beat Academy of Art in overtime 76-53. Hunter Hornstein, and with all the play-by-play, here's Brian Sanchez.
Thank you, Hunter, as Halsley and Frazier step up, and Halsley wins the tip, gets it back to Sindon. Humboldt's going to start with the ball. Going from right to left is Humboldt State, left to right for Academy of Art. Sindon dribbling at the top. She gets it over to Williams. Williams drives left, cuts into the middle. She's called for a walk as she lifted the ball up, took a couple steps there. So the game's going to start with a turnover from Williams, who was really the offensive star for them last night. Inbound from Academy of Art to Etchell. Etchell's going to bring it up. Williams working on her. Etchell dribbles around. Williams pokes away at it, gets it. Etchell goes after it, dribbles it off her foot, goes out of bounds. Humboldt ball right in front of media roll as Sindon's going to take it out. So a couple errors to start the game, Hunter.
Yeah, Humboldt State forcing the issue now. Defense is going to be big. They really shut down Dominican's team last night. They'll try to do the same here against the Urban Knights.
Sindon dribbling at the top, dumps it down to Halsley. Halsley down low, double team, gets it out to Williams. Left wing, three, yes. Nothing but net as Williams continues the stellar shooting.
Picking up where she left off. 15 points last night leading the team. She's on the board early.
Here comes Academy Art. They have the ball at the top. It's going to be Bisick. Bisick looking for help. Gets it to Etchell. Etchell on the left corner. Brings it back middle. Dumps it down. Finds Griggs. Griggs goes up. Nice jump shot from the elbow.
These are two very good and balanced offensive teams. Very evenly matched. We'll see how they go tonight. Defense is going to be key tonight as these two teams look locked in early.
Frazier gets it into the middle. Halsley has it down low. Gets it out to Richards, to Sindon. Poked away by London. Sindon able to keep her hands on it. Gets it down low. Halsley. Halsley goes up strong. Taken away by Frazier. And that's going to be Bisick bringing up the court up the left side. She cuts right. Screened by Frazier. Out to Frazier. Left wing. Tries to get it to London. It goes high. London wasn't ready for it. That's going to be a turnover. Academy of Art. Humboldt ball.
Frazier there, throwing it away, and she had trouble last night out against Cal State East Bay. Maybe some pregame jitters the first night, opening night. Let's see if she can calm down here in game number 2 of the early season.
Humboldt leading 3-2 early here, 18 minutes left in the half. Williams, right side, finds Richards, white, right corner. Pump fakes, drive, scoop shot, no good. Frazier's there. She gets the block. Etchell brings it up the court, dribbles it off her foot again. This one stays inbound. She's able to pick it up and continue dribbling, gets it to London about half court. She's going to set up the offense, call out a set play. London drives right. Griggs and Frazier both setting screens at the top. They get it to Etchell, three-point line at the top. Ball on the right wing for Academy of Art. They get it to London, but it's poked away by Sindon. There's her first steal. She drives in. She goes in hard. Layup, no good. Recovered and put up and in by Lisa Petty for Humboldt. 5-2 now the lead for Humboldt as Sindon gets a steal, Hunter.
Looks like Sindon is picking up where she left off last night. I know you and I mentioned before the broadcast, was wondering if she was going to be able to keep that offensive continuity going. She had a great game against the Penguins last night, but looks like she's doing it again. She's not that one-hit wonder that we were wondering if she was going to be. Also, good night note to mention, Humboldt State with the offensive rebound really dominated that aspect of the game last night, and it looks like they're really, really good at it. No matter who they play, Academy of Art's going to have to shut them down.
Absolutely right. Academy of Art, the bigger team down low, but Humboldt State outworking them right now as London has the ball right wing, gets it into Griggs. Griggs looks left, goes right, no good, off rim. Frazier there, put back, no good. Humboldt rebound. That's Halsley, gets it out to Sindon, bringing it up the left side. She's pushing it hard. She goes in the middle, teardrop runner, no good. Griggs on the rebound as Sindon runs it back quickly, and here comes Bisick up the left side. Cuts back into the middle, goes right wing, brings it back, free throw line. There's a cutter, no, can't get it to her. Bisick keeps it, gets it to London at the top of the key. London setting up a play again. She seems to be the leader of the team. Here comes Etchell. Etchell drives, runner, no good. Rebound, loose, goes out of bounds, and it's going to stay Academy of Art's way.
Want to remind our listeners, you can watch games online at the Conlin Center live at www.americaone.com for a small fee. Get the visual representation of tonight's game with our radio broadcast. All proceeds go to Dominican University of California Athletics.
Now here's Etchell, left wing, gets it to right wing, Bisic. Bisic dumps it down to Frazier. Frazier up to London, top three, no good. Rebound Halsey, gets it to Seindon. They're going to bring it up the court. Humboldt State leading 5-2 here. Halsey with the move, drive, gets it out to Richards, left wing, top of the key, Seindon. Controls it, sets up the offense. Down low to Halsey, working on Frazier. Halsey turns inside, gets inside, no. No good off glass. Bisic with the rebound. She's pushing up the court. Tries to get it to Griggs. Sloppy pass there. Richards takes it away. It's going back Humboldt State's way as Richards brings it up the left side of the floor. And she's going to slow down, set up an offense here. Halsey, left elbow. Back to Richards, left wing. Dribble drive, no. Shut down. Tries to get it in to Petty. Throws it away. Out of bounds. Academy of Art ball. And we're going to a media timeout here. Humboldt State leads 5-2, 15:40 left in this one. Hunter, what are you seeing?
It's been a really good game so far. A little bit sloppy maybe on the passing aspect of everything. But offensively, these two teams, very good offenses, want to get off to the hit the ground running, I should say. Academy of Art is 1-0 this year already. 11-14 last season, wanting to build on that. And first-time head coach Lene Larson is really excited about the way they started out that game. Coach Larson, this is her debut as a head coach here for the Academy of Art Urban Knights. Last year, previously, she was with Dixie State College from Utah. She was there as an assistant, so this is her first time at the head coach, and really the main lady calling the shots, and she got a win early last night, so she's looking to, you know, keep that going, and the Academy of Art Urban Knights are doing a good job so far. A little sloppy on each side, but hey, it's early. It'll clean up a little bit, and we're looking at two undefeated teams right now that are going at a rematch. Art, of course, defeated by Humboldt State early last year, so you got to think maybe revenge is on the mind a little bit.
What I noticed last night was Academy of Art was here watching Humboldt State trying to get a scouting report, and they noticed there's a lot of sharp shooters on Humboldt, and they're really closing out hard on them now.
Absolutely, and I'd like to see how Academy of Art shuts down Seindon there and Williams as well, and even Richards. I mean, those three have really been what keeps this team going, as this is an offensive juggernaut Humboldt State has.
We're back now. London bringing up the right side, harassed by Seindon. Gets it to Etchell. Etchell back out to London. Pontani, who just checked in, has the ball left wing. Screen set by Bisic. She drives left. Find Bisic. Top of the key. Three. No good. Rattles out. Frazier's there, but it's poked away. Pontani's able to get hands on it. She's looking for someone. She's double-teamed baseline. Whistle blows. And she stepped out, trying to turn, look for a teammate. It's going to be Humboldt ball going from right to left. Humboldt leading 5-2, 15 minutes left in the half, as Seindon's going to bring it up the left side.
Want to thank our listeners who are tuning in to radio.dominican.edu. It's the official radio home of Dominican University of California Athletics.
Here's Richards, right wing, gets it in the middle to Petty. Petty back out, left wing, Williams. Three is no good. Tipped, Frazier gets hands on it, and it's going to go Academy of Arts way. There's going to be a foul.
A rare miss there by Williams, Kayla Williams, something you don't see very often, but I don't like how Academy of Art just lets her kind of do what she will outside the arc, all alone, nobody around her. She doesn't miss those often, but don't give her an opportunity to get one again.
Academy of Art, long inbound pass, cross court to Etchell, gets it back to London as they're going to set up their offense. Etchell, left wing, gets it to Bisic at the free throw line, cut by London. That one's up, reverse layup, no good. Frazier battles, Williams comes down with the rebound. She's pushing it back. She's got Petty on her right. She spins left, goes back right, tries to get to Petty. Crazy pass, no good. Pontani's able to pick it up. She's going to work it back up the court for Academy of Art. Frazier in the middle, gets the ball, long pass out to Bisic, right corner. Brings it up. She's at the top of the key now. Goes right wing. Gets it to Pontani. Pontani drives middle. Dumps it off to Frazier. Frazier loses a handle. It's poked away, and Richards come up with it. Another steal for Humboldt State. Richards bringing it up the left side. Looking around. Finds Howard. Top of the key. Three-point line. Williams right wing. Drives left. Goes in for the finish. She's bumped. No call. Pontani rebound. 5-2 Humboldt leads here. Etchell with the ball. Midcourt setting up an offense. just under 14 minutes left in this game with Humboldt leading 5-2. Etchell with the ball, goes right corner, Pontani. Pontani looking for a pass. She drives right, goes baseline. Whistle blows, foul called on Petty on the drive. No shots there. It's going to be Academy of Art ball. London to inbound.
Humboldt State 1-0 on the year. Last year 15-12, so a winning record, but not by much. Definitely want to add on to the win total from last year.
And Hunter, here comes the instant offense off the bench. Lexi Price, the left-handed smooth player.
You say smooth, and we mean smooth. Lexi Price, the senior 5'7 guard out of Culver City, really put on a show clinically last night.
Here comes B6. She drives middle, stopped at the free throw line, keeps going, gets it to Frazier. Frazier mishandles it again. Williams comes up with the steal as Humboldt continues to steal the ball from Academy of Art. Williams bringing it middle, working on B6, drives left, goes in, bumped. Layup made, no basket though. The foul was on the drive before the shot. It's going to be Humboldt ball under the basket. The foul was on number 13, that's B6. As Humboldt's going to take it out, Lexi Price will inbound it. She finds Halsey low right. Halsey turns into a double team. She tries to fight through it. She goes up and she's tangled up at the top. Frazier, great job of getting possession at the top. It's going to be a jump ball. Academy of Art with the possession arrow in their favor. It's going to be their ball out under the hoop. 13 minutes left here in the half. Humboldt leading 5-2. Low-scoring game, Hunter.
Yeah, you're looking at a low-scoring game. 1-for-5 as far as field goals attempts for AAU and 2-for-6 for Humboldt State.
Here comes Bisick. Drives right side. Goes left, Pontani. Pontani drives on Halsey. Pulls up. Jumper off glass. Good. 5-4 now the lead for Humboldt. 13 minutes left in the half. Price bringing up the right side. Gets it to Richards. Back to Price. She goes down low to Howard, wide open. Oh, and she misses the easy lay-in. It goes off glass, rattles around, battle for the rebound, goes out of bounds off of Howard, who the original shooter. It's going to be Academy of Art ball, 12:52 left in the half.
I'd like to see Academy of Art maybe go for those threes a little bit more, find themselves, try to get back into the game somehow. Only one attempt with almost 13 minutes to play.
Here's Pontani, right wing. Gets it down to Griggs, spins left, spins right, kicks it out. There's a shot from Keim, three-pointer, nothing but net. She was lighting it up in pregame, and she continues her role here as Academy of Art takes the lead 7-5.
Maybe I should have spoke a little sooner. Nice little three there, 1-for-1 on the night.
As the smooth senior, Lexi Price, drives left, pulls up, fadeaway jumper, good. As it's tied at 7 now. 12 minutes left in the half. Pontani handling, gets it down low, tries to dump down to Griggs. There's going to be a foul on the play. It's going to be on Howard. They're going to call her for holding her down while she tried to jump for the ball. It's going to be Academy of Art ball.
Amazing what three-pointers do for you. Just right back in it, like the three-run home run in baseball. 3 points on one little swish, and all of a sudden we got a game is instead of maybe a five-point deficit there, Brian.
Absolutely. Sandin checks in for Williams. London returns for Academy of Art as Bisick is going to check out. It's going to be Academy of Art ball under the basket. Pontani to check in. Here comes her inbound. She finds London left wing looking for help. Finds it in Pontani, top of the key. Pontani drives right, stopped by Howard. Goes back middle. Griggs, long jump shot. No good. Rebound by Halsey, as she does so often. Kicks it to Sandin as she goes left. Richards left wing. Working on Keim. She drives. Stopped. Howard goes up. No good, but she was fouled on the play. That was a foul from Danielle Gomer. No, I'm sorry. That was V. Austin, the 5'9 freshman out of Portland, Oregon, committing the foul for Academy of Art as Howard's going to go to the line. 11:55 left in the half here, tied at 7 as we're going to go to a media timeout. Brian Sanchez, Hunter Hornstein on the call, tied at 7, 11:55 left in the half. You're listening to women's basketball on radio.dominican.edu.
Back here live at the Collin Center, Hunter Hornstein, Brian Sanchez on the call. Brian, as we were talking at the break there, Humboldt State with 4 steals already. We looked at Sandin, only 1 steal, where she had 5 to lead the team last year. But Katie Richards picks up the slack with 3. How about that team stat where you might make one player go off one night, the next night another player steps up.
It really shows team unity as Howard knocks down the first free throw. Second one's up. No good. Rebound by Pontani. But this is a deep team, and they all play for each other, and that's why they're so good despite their lack of size. Here's London. Gets it across. That's going to be Austin right in front of us. Gets it over to London, left wing. Pontani with the ball now. She's looking to dump it down to Griggs. Griggs is covered by Howard. Pontani comes middle. Gets it London, right wing three. No good. Rebound Halsey. Oh, my goodness. She worked so hard under the boards. It's amazing as Richard is on her way. Left wing, looking for help. Halsey, top of the key. Price, the 5'7 senior, right wing. Sandin, left wing. Goes left wing. Left wing. Oh, she pump faked on three. It was open. She hesitated. She's going to have Richards at the top of the key. Richards to set up an offense. 6 seconds left on the shot clock. Richards drives. She goes in herself. The layup, no good. She tried to muscle it up. Couldn't get it done. Austin with the rebound. London on her way up the left side. Academy of Art trying to push the pace here. She's looking down low to Griggs. Finds her. Working on Howard. Goes right. Move. No good. Signed in with the rebound. Signed in is all over the court right now. She's bringing up the right side. She's working on a two-man game with Price, top of the key. Price looking for help. Price covered by Griggs, the center. She goes to attack her. Nice attacking move, the small on the big. And she's fouled on the play, a reach from Griggs. Good awareness there by Price. And it didn't hurt that her coach, Jody Gleason, was yelling at her to attack.
You mentioned Humboldt State, the lack of size on that team, Academy of Art. They have a 2-inch height advantage over the Urban Knights. Or the Urban Knights have it over the Jacks, I should say. But still, Humboldt State, very aggressive, very scrappy team. The tenacity, you got to admire it.
Absolutely. Is signed in. The epitome of scrappy. Has the ball at the top of the key, working on London. The 2-point guards going at each other. Signed in goes right. She's dribbling the ball right wing. She drives, finds Williams right corner, knocked away by Pontani. Nice defense there. They're not leaving Williams now when she's at the 3-point line. They're staying on her, Hunter.
Absolutely, and that's what you got to do. You got to shut down Kayla now. Definitely the offensive star for this Jacks team. We saw that last night against the Penguins, doing the same thing tonight against the Urban Knights.
Signed in, inbounds to Williams. Williams with 7 seconds left on the shot clock drives, and it looks like it's going to be Griggs. Yes, it's Griggs on the foul again, so that's two fouls quickly for her. And that's going to be trouble because she's one of their better players. She's 6-foot sophomore from Milwaukee, Oregon, and she's pretty good down low, Hunter.
Yeah, not bad. I'm very impressed with her so far right now. It's nice to see two different teams that aren't the Penguins. We get to take a look and maybe some advanced scouting of this Academy of Art team as the Penguins are going to play them next year in January.
Absolutely, as Petty rips the ball away inside, goes up, misses the shot, goes up again off her own rebound, and she's fouled by Frazier. Frazier doesn't like the call. She thought she got all ball. The one person who matters thinks it was a foul, and it is going to be a foul as Petty goes to the line. 8-7 the lead here. 10 minutes left in the half.
Speaking of the Knights and DU, Art's going to play DU at home in San Francisco January 30th of next year. Then on February 7th, we'll get to see the Urban Knights again as they will visit the Conlin Center and the Icebox as they take on the Lady Penguins.
Those are going to be some great games. Two very talented teams going at it for sure.
Doing some advanced scouting there, Sanchez.
You know it. I'm going to take it back to the team, let Coach West know what I think.
Sounds like a plan. Anything to get us a win. DU with only 8 wins last year.
Here's Petty to the line. Her free throw's up. It is good. So Petty splits the free throws. No, she makes them both. The scoreboard just updated. 10-7 now, the lead for Humboldt. 10 minutes left in the half as Pontani has the ball, top of the key, working on Halsey. Pontani gets it out London, right wing. London into Frazier. Frazier mishandles it again as Sindon's there on the steal. She's pushing it. She's working fast. Richards, left corner. Backs it out. Williams. Williams pump fakes one way. Drives the other. Richards corner three. Good.
Beautiful. Picture perfect there by Williams, taking the initiative as the star player, drawing the Urban Knights to her, leaving her sidekick there, Richards, all alone in the corner.
They're going to call her with a toe on the line, so it's going to be a 12-7. No, now they've corrected it. 13-7. Scoreboard's having some issues here tonight. As here's Pontani on the drive. Layup. Hoop and the harm. It's going to be Pontani. With the and-one opportunity on the nice drive, she went hard in the paint. 13-9 now with Pontani heading to the line. And you got to love her aggressive play. She's a big girl that can handle the ball, so she's had the center, Halsey, guarding her, and she's taking advantage of that on the perimeter because Halsey just cannot keep up with her. Bisic checks back in for Academy of Art. So does Keim. Keim, the sharpshooter. Bisic, the all-around player. Pontani's free throw up. No good. Tipped out by Petty. Williams controls it. Gets it to Sandin. Sandin's bringing it up the court. Goes right. Right wing. Petty. Williams left wing. Dumps it down to Halsey. Working on Frazier. Halsey goes up strong. Good. She powered right through the 6'3 junior from Brooklyn, New York. Halsey went up strong and put her team up 15-9 here with 9 minutes left in the half. Bisic to Keim. Keim gets it into Frazier. Frazier loses the ball again, and she's called for a walk. She is responsible for a lot of turnovers right now, Hunter, and maybe the 6'3 showing the stereotypical no hands as Sandin brings it up the court.
Never want to see turnovers. That's a good way to keep yourself out of the ball game. They're going to have to shore that one up for Humboldt State.
Here's Sandin, right wing, gets it to Williams. Long three, no good. Maybe a little too optimistic on that one, Hunter, as Williams steals the pass back, gets it down low to Petty. Petty goes up strong and scores. William misses the three, doesn't give up on the play.
I was just about to say, that's what the good players do. Separates good from great. My goodness, how about Kayla Valentin not giving up on the play, and then with the awareness not to just take it herself, but hand it off to the open man. Don't try to do everything yourself. Let the game come to you. Great veteran move by the senior right there.
Absolutely. She took a long three. Might have been too optimistic. We're in a timeout, folks. Hunter and I will be back after the break. You're listening to Women's Basketball on radio.dominican.edu. How to make me smile. Take control.
Radio.Dominican.edu is the official radio home of Dominican University of California Athletics. Brian Sanchez with the call.
Thank you, Hunter. As Etchell gets the inbound from Pontani, she's going to bring it up the right side, working on Williams. Cuts middle, gets it across court. She's looking for Friend. She's going to drive on Williams herself. Tries to get that into the new check in the 6'4 freshman of Chandler, Arizona. That's Alexandria Coleman. But the pass goes off of her foot. It goes out of bounds. It's Humboldt ball. Humboldt leading 17-9, 8:18 left as London set to check in for Etchell.
Humboldt looking to go 2-0 on the season. Their next game against Hope International at home. They'll head on back home to Arcadia. That game's scheduled for November 18th.
Sandin, long cross-court skip pass to Williams. Williams drives back to Sandin. Sandin, pump fakes. Oh, but she walks before she dribbles. They had three open shots there, and everyone tried to pass it off. Maybe a little too unselfish?
Yeah, at a certain point, though, if the shot's there for you, go ahead and take it. As proficient as these shooters are, you got to figure that at least one of them is going to make it. Have some pride there. Go ahead and take the shot and bury the three ball.
And the three passing of the shot was Williams, Richards, and Sandin, the big three for
Humboldt. Yeah, that's your top three scorers. One of them's got to step up and take it. I would imagine it would be Kayla Valentin.
Absolutely. As Bisic drives left, there's a screen set by Pontani. There's going to be a foul on the play. It's going to be Academy of Art ball. The foul is on Sandin as she tried to push through a screen and just knock the bigger Pontani to the floor. You got to love her effort.
Oh, look at that. Talk about gritty. There's gritty for you.
Well, we're at another timeout here, folks. Just a short stint of play there. Hunter Hornstein, Brian Sanchez on the call. We'll be back with you. Women's basketball on radio.dominican.edu. Back here live at the Collins Center, Women's Basketball, Humboldt State taking on the Academy of Art. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Brian Sanchez here alongside Hunter Hornstein. We're on the call for this game. We'll be back for Dominican's game later on tonight. Humboldt is leading 17-9, 7:51 left in the half. Humboldt showing both sharp shooting and defense as Academy has yet to break into double digits. And here's the inbound. It's going to be London working on Sandin, who just picked up the foul for pushing through a screen. London dribbles left, brings it back right, spins middle, nice move, finds Pontani left wing. Pontani reluctant to shoot, drives on Halsey, cuts middle, spins left, layup, no good. There's going to be a foul on the play. I believe it's going to be on Halsey. Two girls were in the vicinity. It is going to be Halsey on the Pontani drive as Pontani's going to go to the line and try and finally put Academy of Art into double digits. 7:34 left in the half. Humboldt leading 17-9.
Look at our rebounds. Talk about some defense. More even now as it's 10-9 as far as total rebounds are concerned. Academy of Art University with 10, Humboldt State with 9. But Humboldt State still doing really well with the steals. 5 steals now as Kayla Williams got in on the action. She's recorded a steal. Katie Richards still the leader with 3 and then signed on with 1.
Pontani's free throw up and it's good. That's going to push them into double digits. 17-10 now, the lead for Humboldt is signed in, brings the ball up the left side, working on London. London's really taking away the right side for signed in. As she gets it out to Richards, right corner, three's up, and it is good. Richards with the 3 from the right corner. Beautiful setup there by signed in. 20-10, the lead for Humboldt.
Richards 2-for-2 from outside the arc.
London, right wing, goes left, gets it to Bisick. Bisick, who just checked back in, working. She's calling for a screen. She's not going to get it. There's going to be a foul called on Academy of Art. That's going to be Coleman for a shove down low on Howard. It's going to be humble ball under the hoop.
Talking about the threes and the two sharpshooters, if you will, for Humboldt State, Kayla Williams and Katie Richards. Richards is 100%, 2-for-2. Kayla, though, on the other hand, 1-for-3. But as you saw earlier before we went to our last timeout, very unselfish player. And just her presence alone opens up holes in the defense for her other teammates to score.
Absolutely. Here's Richards, right wing, passes up the 3, goes for the drive. Gets it down low to Petty. What a pass from Richards down low. Petty finishes wide open behind the defense. 22-10, the lead for Humboldt as they're clicking on all cylinders. And now there's a steal. Richards takes it away. There's another steal for Richards. There's a fight down low. They're going to call a foul. It's going to be on Academy of Art, I believe. It's going to be on Frazier diving into the pile.
Nice job by Richards finding Petty. Petty checking in with her 7th point of the night so far. The team leader for the Urban Knights.
Not to mention another steal from Richards. The foul actually went on V. Austin, the freshman out of Portland, Oregon. So it's going to send Richards to the line to try and tack on to this 22-10 lead that Humboldt owns. Free throws up. It's no good. Howard outworks Frazier for the rebound. Howard grabs it. She's fouled on the play. Again, another Academy of Art foul as Humboldt is going to be going back to the line. It's going to be Howard. Frazier with another foul, the 6'3 junior out of Brooklyn, New York. She's had troubles with turnovers and fouls tonight. That's not something you want to see from your center. As Howard goes to the line to try and extend the lead, 6:30 left in the half. As free throw is up, and it is good. Howard with a high arcing free throw, majestic, puts her team up 23-10 as she steps to the line, and she's going to take her second shot here. As there's Kayla Williams, runs right past us, and she's set to check in there, Hunter.
Kayla Williams sporting the little bandage over her left eye, possibly some stitches or something, but not only a great player, but a gritty one too, and a tough, tough veteran, the senior is.
London, right wing 3, good. Academy of Art knocks down a 3. It's London, the point guard, and 23-13 is the lead now for Humboldt after Howard misses the second free throw. Signed in, right wing, drives, kicks it back out to Richards. Richards a little reluctant to take the deep 3.
I think she should have taken it right there.
She had space. No one would have been in her face. Signed in takes the deep 3, and it's good. Patrice signed in with the 3, Hunter.
Hey, you know what? She could check in with her first 3 there. Richards reluctant. Signed on's not, though, and it paid off.
Academy of Art runs the ball back down the court. London goes up for the free throw. She misses, but it was a good attempt, but she couldn't finish it. Humboldt's going to take a timeout. She's not pleased with that transition defense. Hunter and I are going to take a break along with the teams. 5:51 left in the half. Humboldt leading 26-13. You're listening to women's basketball on radio.dominican.edu.
Dominican University of California playing host to some tournament action here as AAU and Humboldt State going at it tonight. Brian Sanchez with the call.
Thank you, Hunter, as William brings it up. She's in the middle. She gets it to Petty. Petty drives, kicks it middle. Howard, she's blocked by Bisick. Nice block from behind as Howard had the easy layup. 26-13 the lead for Humboldt. 5:40 left in the half as Williams is set to inbound from underneath the hoop.
Bisick checking in with her first block of the night. It was a good one, too.
The inbound goes to Howard. She goes up, loses the ball, spins on Frazier. Right hand finish. 28-13 lead now for Humboldt as Howard shows a nice move inside. Pontani bringing the ball back up the court. She drives middle right back at him. pull-up runner, no good. Frazier rebound, put up, good. The 6'3 junior with a nice finish. 5:20 left in the half, 28-15. The lead for Humboldt State. As Petty tries to get it down to Howard, but she's sent away by Frazier. Bisick pushes it up the court, finds Etchell. Etchell has the ball taken away by Williams. It's going to be a jump ball. Which way is the possession arrow pointing? At 20 Academy of Arts way, as they're going to hang on to this one. Etchell. No, Etchell was set to inbound, but she gets called off by Pontani. Pontani's going to inbound as Griggs checks in, looking for help. Finds Etchell, right corner, jumper, good. Just inside the line for Etchell. Nice shot there. 28-17, the lead for Humboldt is the 5'7 senior, the super scorer off the bench, Price, brings it up the court. She has the ball, drive, pull up, jumper, good. Oh my goodness, is she smooth, Hunter.
Oh my God, there's nothing else you can say about that. I'm speechless.
Price, with the athleticism, gets Humboldt two more points as Bisick brings it back up the court. She drives left, Pontani left wing, pump fake, drive, pulls it back, goes right, loses the ball right into the hands of Bisick. Bisick looking for a teammate, gets it to Griggs at right elbow, drive into the middle hard, misses the layup though. Howard pulls it down and Price is on her way. She's running up the middle. She finds Williams left wing. Williams pulls up. Williams drives, finds Petty down low with the beautiful no-look pass, but Petty can't finish. Rebound Griggs, but what a play by Williams there.
Absolutely, and Petty, though, you got to feel for her. She's got to make that play. She gets the rebound all by herself. She was all open.
Academy of Art runs the ball back down, and Pontani finds Griggs down low for the easy layup. She makes that 30-19, the lead for Humboldt, as Lexi Price has it. Top of the key, 4 minutes left here in the half. Price pull-up jumper, no good. Scramble for the rebound. Howard's able to knock it out to Richards for the long three. Nothing but net. 4 feet behind the three-point line. Richards knocks it down. 33-19, the lead here for Humboldt as the sharp shooting for Humboldt continues. Bisick, drive on Williams. She goes in. No good on the layup. Rebound by Petty. She's tangled up with Vaughn. Ball gets loose. Price picks it up, but she's going to push it back the other way. 1-on-4. She should pull it back, but she doesn't. There's Richards left corner. Gets it to Price, left wing, knocked down to Petty. Petty looks right, spins left, kicks it out to Williams. Williams drives right, pulls up, passes to Petty. She goes up for the shot, and she's fouled hard by Pontani. Petty's going to go to line, 33-19, the lead for Humboldt, 3:16 left in the half.
How about this offense from Humboldt State there? 33 points already, and we're not even close to the end of the first half. And you got to like the tenacity of this team. Academy of Arts is going to have to turn it around real quick as far as defense.
Absolutely. The Humboldt Sharpshooters are up 33-19 here with 3:16 left in the half. You're listening to women's basketball here on radio.dominican.edu. Back here from the Conlon Center, Humboldt leading 33-19, 3:16 left. As the defense for Academy of Art is good inside, but the perimeter is struggling. Hunter?
Yeah, might be a little bit of a victim of their own success. They shut down the inside game, inside the paint there. It leaves, though, the sharpshooters from Humboldt State wide open. 4 blocks for AAU. Unfortunately, unable to come up with any answers from outside the perimeter as the sharpshooters, Valentin, Richards, Sindon, I mean, they all contribute at some point that somehow it's hard to guard three girls and three sharpshooters like that. And when they get the opportunities, they don't give them up. And that's why they're up 33-19 now.
Absolutely, as Petty misses both free throws. Rebound by Etchell. She pushes it back up. There's Vaughn. She goes up herself. Left-hand finger roll good over Williams. Nice run there from the freshman Vaughn. 33-21, the lead for Humboldt State. 3 minutes now left in the half as Sindon has a ball at the top. Working on London. Sindon dribbles right, drives, pulls back. She dragged that pivot foot, though. That's going to be a travel and send the ball back Academy of Arts way. Halsey checks back in for Petty. 33-21, Humboldt leads. 2 minutes, 58 seconds left in the half here as London is set to bring the ball up the court. She's working on Sindon. Right wing, London. Cuts back left, gets it to Etchell. Etchell goes right, pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound, batted around. There's a battle there from Halsey and Frazier. The two girls going at it. It's a jump ball. And the possession is Humboldt's way. So Humboldt ball. The referee had to talk to Halsey and Frazier, tell them both to relax a little bit. They got a little chippy there on the jump ball as Sindon's going to bring the ball back up the court.
Yeah, this has been a hard-fought game, very physical game. And you like to see the players, you know, very competitive. There's going to be some words said out there on the field. Nothing we want to replay, of course.
Richards' long left wing three, good. As Richards continues the sharpshooting exhibition, and then right after that, Frazier has a line violation. Humboldt's ball under their own basket. 36-21 lead, 2:19 left.
Don't let Richards go outside. 3 for 3 tonight on the game. Outside that three-point line there. Beautiful stroke by the Jackrabbit.
Williams finds a wide open Howard, dumps it down to her. Easy layup, 38-21 now the lead for Humboldt. 2 minutes left in the half as Pontani's set to check back in for Academy of Art. Etchell having trouble bringing it up against Seinden. She's a little bug. That's what she is. She's just pest.
She's a pest. That's the perfect way to describe her there, Brian. I totally agree.
Here's Keim, right wing. She gets it out to Etchell. Etchell, top of the key, three, no good. Halsey with another rebound. Kicks it out to Williams, sends her on her way. She's working. She's running with friends. She's looking for someone inside. She just takes it inside herself. Uh-oh, there's Richards, left corner, three.
Four.
Good.
4 for 4 for Richards, and she overtakes the team lead now for points. She's at 9.
Somebody might want to cover her, Hunter. As Seinden pokes the ball away, but London's able to get it back. London drives middle, kicks it out to Etchell. Etchell left wing, controlling, setting up an offense. Finds Vaughn, top of the key, three, no good. Seinden in there on the rebound. How about Seinden battling with Frazier down low? Frazier called for the over-the-back. Humboldt's ball, Humboldt's lead, 41-21, minute 17 left here in the half. Frazier with her second foul.
Talk about three-pointer, 6 for 8. HSU is right now, and only 2 for 6. The Urban Knights are. And the Urban Knights right now, they kind of have to shoot for those threes, somehow get back into this game, the easy 3 points, but unable to come through with any of them, and they're paying the price.
Howard, who is fouled on the other end, steps up to her free throw line and knocks down the first one, 42-21 lead. Someone might want to get a hand in the face of Katie Richards, Hunter.
You know what, Katie Richards, for all the perimeter shooting outside, she has been the constant force inside under the basket and just a consistent player, really, for the Penguins.
Absolutely.
Excuse me, for the Humboldt State Jack.
There you go. Humboldt, Howard misses the second free throw. Here comes Pontani, right wing. She dumps it down. That's going to be the freshman, Coleman. She misses her easy layup, no one in front of her. As Howard gets the ball, sends Seinden on her way. She's looking for Richards. Richards in the right corner. Seinden drives, takes it herself. She throws it up. But she's called for the charge. A little out of control there from Seinden, trying to do too much. She was initially trying to drive to pull the defender in to leave Richards open in the corner, which is a smart play.
Absolutely. I mean, if you can't do it yourself, you can do a lot more to help out your team. Just being the presence that, you know, Valentin or Richards are, or even Howard, if you can draw any defenders to you thinking that you're going to be the one to make the big play with four great players for this Humboldt team, one of them is bound to be left open.
Here comes Pontani running back the other way. She goes up for the layup. She's fouled. The shot does not go down, though, so it's going to be 2 shots for her. The foul was on Molly Todd, who just checked in for Humboldt State.
Yeah, Molly Todd may be the odd man out here in this four-headed monster in Valentin Richards, Howard, and now Lexi Price in the game.
Pontani steps up, misses her first free throw. The lead is 42-21 Humboldt. 48 seconds left in the half as Pontani set to deliver her second free throw. It's up, and it's right through, nothing but net. Todd inbounds to Price. The 5'7 senior brings it up the right side, gets it to Richards, back to Price. 40 seconds left here in the half. Howard gets it back to Todd. Todd, three, top of the key, no good. Air ball. Williams goes to save it, but that ball went out of bounds. 20-point lead here for Humboldt, 42-22, 36 seconds left in the half.
Not sure if I like Todd shooting that one there. Very flat-footed, didn't get a whole lot on it, and you saw that with the air ball.
Yeah, leave it to Williams and Richards. 30 seconds left in the half. Bisick working on Williams. She looks left, gets it to Pontani, 25 seconds left. Pontani to Vaughn, the freshman, drives left. 20 seconds left in half. Her layup is no good. As Richards pushing it the other way, it's 3-on-1 for Humboldt. Richards going to take it all the way herself. She throws up a crazy shot, no good. 10 seconds left in half. Academy of Art down by 20. Pontani pulls up jumper, no good. 5 seconds left in half. Williams pulls it down. Price with three. Howard with two, with one, layup, gets off in time, but no good. She hits front rim, tried to get it off a little too fast, wasn't sure about how much time she had. But that's halftime, folks, and Humboldt's leading 42-22. What has impressed you in this game, Hunter?
You know what I like is Humboldt State has not varied from their plan at all. It looks like Academy of Art towards the end of that half realized, hey, we're down by 20-plus points, and started pressing a little bit and just shooting just to shoot the ball, trying to get back in the game with the big home runs, the three-pointers, the two-pointers. Didn't really vary. They varied from their plan they had earlier in the game, which was really on defense. Humboldt State, though, give them credit. They've just put the pedal to the metal. They haven't stopped. And when you've got players like Valentin, Richards, Howard, Sandon, I mean, all four of them seem to be locked in tonight, and that's a big offensive boost for this Jacks team.
Absolutely. There are a bunch of sharpshooters on Humboldt, and they are on fire tonight, and that spells trouble.
Absolutely. AAU's really got to go back in the locker room and refocus. You're not out of this yet. You got a whole nother half to play, but they got to stop pressing, and that's what I saw towards the end of the half there. And Humboldt State really exploited that by really putting the pressure on them and almost kind of cornering the Urban Knights into getting very away for their game plan a little bit.
That's right, Hunter. Brian Sanchez, Hunter Hornstein on the call here. It's halftime. Humboldt leads 42-22. We'll be back here with action in just over 10 minutes. Women's basketball here on radio.dominican.edu.
Here live at the Conlin Center, Hunter Hornstein, Brian Sanchez, and we are joined by the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn.
Wow. That's exciting. Tell you what's really exciting is the CCAA tournament going on here at the Conlin Center, folks. Penguins coming up at 5 o'clock, as Hunter and Brian have been mentioning. Academy of Art, Urban Knights on the floor. 2 hour left attacking that southern hoop here at the Conlin Center. Shot on goal from the left corner does not fall. But Academy comes down with it, and then getting wrapped up is Ariel Dale. So it's a jump ball, goes the way of Humboldt. 42-22, fans, coming into the back half of the action in game one. Penguins in East Bay coming up 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock for the Pioneers and the Penguins. Battle of the P's. Up from the left side is Patrice Sandon, who had her way with the DUs yesterday. Sandon was just beautiful yesterday. Played so well. She misses this one, though, from the left side. Quick reverse to the other side. Academy's good down with it. Academy's got it down low. Kicking it out with lots of trouble is Julia Frazier. Frazier boots it off to Nicole Bisek. Bisek out of South Pasadena. She's a 5'9" junior, gets it to fall. 42-24, coming up on 18.5, fans. In the second half of game one, two games today in the CCAA tournament. Humboldt's head coach is Jody Gleason. She's now having a word with the referees here. 18-43. Funny how the referees don't listen very often, you guys. Who's on color? Brian?
That'd be me, Stu.
Okay, very good. Brian Sanchez on the color. Normally my man is Hunter Hornstein, but Brian's getting to do it all these days. The junior broadcasting sensation is Sanchez. Kick out to the right side for Academy. Number 10 is Devin London. London from Oak Park, Illinois, goes up left side. Dump off at the last second to Bisek. Bisek ends up on her back. 42-24, can't get it to fall, no foul.
What a reminder, fans, that coming up next is the Penguins. You can watch that game live from the Conlin Center on live at www.americaone.com.
Live video?
Absolutely, with the visual representation and our radio broadcast.
18:07 to go, fans, and you get the free feed. Wow.
All proceeds go to Dominican Athletics.
Humboldt now driving it in with 7 on the shot clock. Kick over the top from Halsey. Tries to find St. Don, can't do it, throws it away. Academy comes back, Bisek. Goes left side now to Dale. Dale at the top of the key on the left elbow. Flings it down low. Overthrows London. London has to kick it back out to Etchell out of Healdsburg, just up the road. Etchell left wing, yes. Etchell managed to etch out a nice three ball there, Brian.
Her first of the night, one for one.
Trey from Etchell, 17.5 to go, 42-27 fans. Worldwide on radio.dominican.edu. Left side Humboldt, easy layup from Katie Richards, the 5'10 junior. She's out of Snoqualmie. And if you've never heard of Snoqualmie, then you didn't listen to the broadcast last night because we mentioned it at least 100 times. And she just steals it away from Bisek, the Snoqualmie native, then dumps it off to London down low. Check it. She dumps it off to Petty down low. Petty can't get one to fall, but she is fouled on Julia Frazier. Frazier out of Brooklyn, New York.
Richards, who's having a great game tonight, just put in points number 14 and 15 and got her fourth steal of the night. She's all over the place.
Man, that's both sides of the ball. Humboldt on the line. Lisa Petty, the 5'11 junior out of Castro Valley.
To our art listeners, their next game against Cal State Monterey Bay in Seaside at the Otter Sports Center. That's on November 15th.
All right, thank you. We cover everybody here in the league. We may love the Penguins most, but we love them all. 46-27. Nice to have such a good league. How about that? Very competitive league. Academy now with the ball. Driving it into the paint. Good look. No look. Stutter step by Etchell. And the shot off, no. I think she may have gotten away with something there, Brian.
Yeah, I saw a couple stutter steps in there between dribbles.
St. Dawn now goes coast to coast and walks with it as she gets into the paint there, Brian. But St. Dawn, who's listed at 5'4", ran into Alexandria Coleman. Coleman at 6'4", didn't even need to jump. She barely needed to put a hand up in order to absolutely reject St. Dawn.
And that travel is the third turnover of the night for the point guard, St. Dawn.
St. Dawn had a great night last night. And at the next break, I'd like you, Brian, to run over her stats. Last night, I want to know if it was an anomaly. She was so tough on the DUs. How are the Penguins supposed to win yesterday when St. Dawn was everywhere? Now traveling with the Ball Academy.
Brian had a good point about St. Dawn, calling her a pest all over the place. St. Dawn really not that one-hit wonder there, Stu. Did a great job here against Academy of Art. I want to go back to you mentioning about the PacWest. The PacWest is 10 members strong in four different states, so not an exaggeration when you say a very good conference that the Penguins are playing in.
You know, after the last 10 years of calling the Penguins play-by-play as they came out of the NAIA, the CalPAC, into the PacWest Conference in NC2A, what a tremendous difference in quality and the level of play. Every team is good, and the Penguins getting better all the time. Here we go, fans. And, you know, one last thing you said as Academy with the rebound. Now, ooh, a near one. Near jumper there by Coleman. Coleman now overthrows the intended recipient, Lorraine Etchell, at the other end of the court after Academy stole it away nicely.
That error could have been to the youth of Coleman. She's a 6'4 freshman out of Chandler, Arizona.
46-27, fans. Humboldt with the ball now. Northern end. Stutter step, 360 spinner. Katie Richards dumps one home from the left side. That's a nice shot by Richards.
She's smooth. Going off tonight.
And as Hunter was saying, or he brought up the point that St. Dawn had been called a pest, that is a compliment in the highest regard.
Absolutely. When you are a pest, not only do you create havoc yourself, but you create opportunities for your other teammates.
That's right. And you throw the other team out of play. They can't get their rhythm. They can never get a groove going, as so many teams like to do. Humboldt steals it away on the runner in stride. Oh, easy layup from the right is Lisa Petty. She missed it deep. Petty was one-on-one, and that's a play she practices every day, dozens of times a day. Warms up with it, that easy runner from the paint, and she just got a little pumped and overthrew it, just jacked it over.
And that's the second time tonight Petty's cost Richards an assist.
You didn't say Richards and Petty in the same sentence, did you?
I did, but not Richard Petty.
Ariel Dale now travels with it, and then immediate timeout, fans. 15 minutes exactly to go, 48-27 in favor of Humboldt over Academy of Art, radio.dominican.edu. All right, fans, and just before the end of the timeout, Brian is going to run over the numbers from St. Dawn. First we've seen her in the Conlin Center was yesterday. as she absolutely, almost absolutely single-handedly took apart the Penguins. And how's she doing by comparison today, Brian?
Well, last night she put up 11 points, 2 assists, 4 rebounds, and 5 steals. And then you look at tonight, and she's given us 3 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal. The only improvement she's had is that last night she had 6 turnovers and tonight 2. But she played much better tonight than she is today, but her team with a much bigger lead today.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And then, as you mentioned, Academy beat East Bay yesterday.
Yeah, it's sometimes stats lie.
All right, fans, 48-27. The stats are lying here in the Conlon Center, and unfortunately the Penguins got the short end of the deal yesterday as Sindon played like crazy.
Oh, geez, they got the short end for sure.
Humboldt now on offense, attacking the Northern Hoop here at the Conlon Center, the opulent and beautiful Conlon Center at Dominican University of California, the hosts of this year's CCAA tournament. So Humboldt in all kinds of trouble, massive defense by Academy, and breaks up the play. And now a whistle as Lorraine Etchell popped up with the ball, and they're going to give it back to Humboldt. What's the call there, Brian?
That was a travel. She was on the ground, and she stood up, and that's a travel.
14:34 to go. Inbounds from Humboldt, and again Etchell is going to be called as Etchell came in behind Kayla Williams, who also had a great game against the DUs last night. Can't forget Williams with the bandage over the left eye.
Oh, no, and she's doing it again tonight. She's only 1 of 5 from the field, but she's all over the place. She has 4 assists, so she's not just a scorer. She helps her team as well.
Hunter?
Well, to be honest, we're seeing not a different Humboldt State team, the same one. Offensive juggernaut. They've got 4 blocks. Academy of Arts got 4 blocks, and that's a good point to make, because inside the paint, maybe a Humboldt State isn't as aggressive or as consistent, but Brian and I were mentioning earlier before the first half or before the break that when you get those blocks in the paint, it leaves open the perimeter, and that's what the Humboldt State Jacks have been doing such a great job of. You're talking about Richards and Sindon and all those players who are just Williams, who are just so proficient outside the arc there. Look at Katie Richards, 4 for 4 on the game tonight. So not only is are the Academy of Arts doing a good job as far as blocks are concerned, but they might be a victim of their own success, as Humboldt State, very proficient outside the arc. And then every once in a while, Howard down under will sneak that ball into the basket. And you're seeing it right now with 48 points on the board for the Jacks.
Couldn't do it yesterday, huh? 48-27. 14 and a half to go, fans. Humboldt with the ball. Midcourt. Headed north. Humboldt's got it. Swinging around outside is Halsey out of Fresno, the 6-foot senior. Halsey up with a whistle and gets an offensive charging foul as she had the ball. Slammed into the defender, number 32. That is Alexandria Coleman for Academy. Coleman out of Chandler, south of Phoenix. Down low, stolen away by Humboldt. Good move in the paint as Whitney Howard was in perfect position to steal it away. She dumps it off now to Lexi Price. Another player had a pretty good night last night. Price goes up, left-handed layup. I think Price is a lefty. She had 3 or 4 left-handed shots last night.
Yeah, she is a lefty.
Okay. So Price, I was going to say she's either left-handed or ambidextrous. But she's a lefty for Lexi, and she misses this one. Academy now on the subsequent series. Turns it around, brings it down, batting the top of the head with 7 on the shot clock. Is Academy's Devin London. She dumps it off left side, 3-2, on the way with a jumper, hits rim, reset, no bucket. As Etchell was short. Rebound by Lexi Price comes down, and just as she gets across the timeline, she walks with it. 48-27, fans, 21-point advantage for HSU. 13 and a half to go at midcourt. Will be Vinay Austin. She brings it in, the 5'9 freshman out of Portland, Oregon, not Maine. Academy now left side. On the way, 3 ball out of Austin, no. And just trading shots. Not trading buckets, Brian, but just trading attempts. These two teams back and forth.
Which is surprising because Humboldt was on fire in the first half. It barely seemed like they missed anything, but they can't get anything to go here in the second.
They've only scored 6 points now in 6.5 minutes of play in the second half. And while Academy scored 5. Meanwhile, so it was 42 at the half, Now 6.5 minutes in, they're only 6 points further down the road. Okay, HSU, so as you mentioned, they are in a scoring drought all of a sudden.
Turnover right here. Lexi Price called with the travel.
Academy then brings it back in. Bringing it up and across the timeline up the right side of the big D insignia, and a good stutter step back and forth is London. She drives it in left side, another miss, trading off attempts. HSU with the ball. Left side, now a foul for Lisa Petty. Petty drives it in. Petty gets an arm over the left shoulder on her way up from the right side. She'll go to the line.
Good foul there from Kime. She had an easy layup, but she wrapped her up and made sure she couldn't get the shot attempt up for the and one opportunity.
It's only the fourth team foul, so as you mentioned, Brian, that was some fouls are better than others. Furthermore, that was the first personal committed by Ashley Lucian.
Lucian had a couple of words for the referee there. They're not going to take that, though, as they had a little bit of a talk with them. They're on the court, not sure what was said. Don't want to speculate at all.
You mean in the first half?
No, just now.
Oh, okay.
After that foul.
Humboldt's second shot by Petty goes. 1-for-2. 49-27. Those are the first points scored in quite some time. And now Humboldt steals it away as Academy brought it up. Bisek tried to bisect the court on the left side and threw it away. Yes, Hunter?
Lisa Griffith, one of the officials here on the court for this match, had a few words with that AAU player.
All right, sent down from the main offices to the NC2A Academy. Turns left, goes right, down in the paint is Elisa Griggs, a 6-foot sophomore out of Milwaukee. She can't get it to fall. Brian, I'm going to say these two teams combined won for the last 20 attempts.
Hey, I wouldn't contest that.
It's right about there, including those that last shot. Now, oh, brother, diving on the exposed leg of Academy's player in the corner. Holy cow, that could have been real trouble for Nicole Bisek. She was falling down away, and she had number 23, that's Whitney Howard, fall right on her back, an exposed ACL, Hunter. She almost took her out.
Yeah, you hate to see that, an ACL, very dangerous injury right there.
That was close.
Could be a career ender.
That was close, but I'm happy to report that no one got hurt. Griggs popped right back up, 49-27.
Speaking of ACLs, Lauren Hyatt, who's going to be featured in our next game with the Penguins, recovering from an ACL injury. She sports one of those braces on her knees, but still a very good player. And want to invite our fans to make sure they tune into that. Penguin Radio will have Dominican University against Cal State East Bay.
Scheduled for 5 o'clock on the tip-off, fans. Inbounds very quickly. Three ball dumped in there from the left wing by Bisek. And she knocks it down, 49-30. That's really a very sweet shot. It was nothing but swish. Oh, a good head fake, but no, Lexi Price had it at the top of the key. It was a good head fake in my mind, Hunter, but not in the referee's mind. Call
for
travel.
Yeah, another call for travel, and that's twice. And Lexi Price has a couple words for the refs as well. Just looks up at the ceiling. She didn't think so. Quite frustrated right now.
Academy brings it up. Bisek now, top of the key, walks in from the top of the circle, takes two steps, ends up on the free throw line, and is fouled by number two, Patrice St. Don. That is her third, it looks like.
Yeah, Kevin Rose on the call there, one of the other officials here for tonight's match.
49-30. St. Don to the bench. She's replaced back by Halsey, who's back in there. Quickly, Academy, good turnaround jumper with a very soft touch, but gets a horseshoe right back at her. Academy down with it. Another shot doesn't fall. Finally down with it is Halsey. Faking it across the way is Gomer. She goes from the right elbow, can't get it to fall. She dumps it left. Academy down with it now. 49-30 still, fans. Coming up on 11.5. Down the other end, very quick transition work. Elisa Griggs goes up left side. Griggs gets it a little bit short, gets her own rebound. Out on the right side, three ball, Ariel Dale, no, deep, back at her, on the way out of bounds, and ends up in the grandstands. And Academy's Elisa Griggs pops up and pounds herself on the chest as if to say to the coach, that was my fault. Media timeout. Hunter, why don't you take the media timeout?
Well, the Penguins right now are coming after their loss last night. They'll be featured in our second game against Cal State East Bay. A couple of teams, both 0-1 early on the season. So I want to remind our listeners to tune into that. Follow Dominican Athletics on Facebook, facebook.com/Dominican Athletics. Penguin Radio is also in the social networking realm, facebook.com/Penguin Athletics. You can listen to every game live on radio.dominican.edu, as well as log on to our homepage, the same site right there. Go ahead and go to podcast if you missed last night's games, the volleyball game, senior night. Kayla Morphew sent off into the sunset after four great years here at Dominican. She, her game and the Penguins winning a set in that game, unfortunately dropped the entire match. But a set to win in a very exciting four-set match last night. That podcast is up, as well as the DU's women's, the Lady Penguins' first loss of the season, their home opener last night against this Humboldt State team. They'll try to avenge that tonight. Cal State East Bay, 5 o'clock tip-off. Penguin Radio on the air. 6:50 pregame coverage with Brian Sanchez and myself.
I got to say, that game, let's see, set number two last night was as exciting a volleyball match as I've heard all season.
It brought back shades of the GCU game, in which they won the second set as well. It might have been the third set they won there. But the Penguins really finished strong. A good game. Didn't get the win. However, future's looking bright for the volleyballers.
11:22 to go, fans. We're back underway as the clock rolls. Three ball on the way. Missed it short. Academy down with it. Lexi Price, another rebound for Price. And on that one, Price was right. Top of the key now. Price has it on the left side. She wings it around left side to Howard. Howard back over to Williams. Williams goes top of the key. She flips it back inside to Todd. Check it. That's not Todd. That's Richards. Oh, with a nice stutter step move by Petty. Goes up right side. She's rejected. Loose ball all over the place. Howard might have it. No. Swung down to Ariel Dale. She comes up with it. Takes it herself. Off the left side. Brings it off the window, and it's good.
How about Lisa Griggs with the block first right there? The first of the night.
Set it up. A good block will set things up in a nice way. KD Richards now with the ball. She goes over to the left side. She swings it outside to Price. Price now dumps it down low, tripping inadvertently is Lisa Petty. She got tripped up over the foot of Griggs down low, and they're going to call it against Ariel Dale. That's the second on Dale, the fifth for the Urban Knights. Urban brings in three freshies. Julia Frazier's back in there. They also return Ashley Lucian. And Devin London's back in there. So Williams has got it top of the key now. She flips it over to Lexi Price, thinks about it. Price walks again. Price got a walking problem, Sanchez.
Yeah, this second half is completely different from the first. It's very disjointed. There's no rhythm, and there's a lot of travels and fouls in this one.
Coming up on the fourth quarter, fans, is Price. Just in the second half, I think she already has three walks. That's not like her after watching her play last night. Basketball acumen at a very high level out of Price, and now she's walking all over the place with it. Academy guard throws up another air ball out of Ashley Lucian. Lucian, the 5'7 sophomore out of Portola Valley. I can't believe she heaved up an air ball from the right wing. Uncontested air ball, 49-32. Coming up on 10 minutes, fans. St. Don's back in there, the 5'4 junior. Boy, has she been something today. She was something yesterday. I don't know how you play at such a high level 2 days in a row. It's like going out and play golf, shoot 62. The next day, you always shoot 82. Seems like the pros can never follow it up. High-level players such as these on the court right in front of us now. Kayla Williams goes up right side, the 5'8 senior, and she is fouled. She'll go to the line. Williams has got the bandage over the left eye.
Yeah, you mentioned that about Sindon coming back, playing strong again, and that's why she stands out on the court, and she really pops out, and you can tell that she's the leader of this team.
Inside of 10 minutes, fans. Williams on the line, on the way, and it is swishing through. 49-32, 9:53 to go. She gets to go again on the way, backspinning. And this one misses left, tipped out of play by Devin London, and I think HSU is going to get it back. I'm correct. St. Don will bring it in.
You got to really admire St. Don. 5'4", she only stands, but my goodness, an unbelievable player and really the catalyst for this offense for the Humboldt States.
Whitney Howard dumps one in. She was playing while you were speaking there, Hunter. It's should be something against that. 52-32, as that one free throw had never been rung up on the board, but it was after the head coach for Humboldt came up with it, noticed it on the scoreboard. And now a foul on Humboldt on Lisa Petty. That's her third, the 5'11 junior. Six apiece in the foul department for both teams, 52-32.
These will be Etchell's first free throws of the night.
All right, fans, Etchell's on the line. This is game one of day two of the CCAA tournament hosted by Dominican University of California. You are listening to NC2A basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. Stuart Horn, Hunter Hornstein, and Brian Sanchez on the air today, as usual. Etchell on the line. On the way, and backspins perfectly. 52-33 now. And that 20-point differential has been maintained since the opening of the second half. Williams has got the ball now. Kayla drives over to the right side. She has nowhere to go. She tries to dump it down low with a low spinning bounce pass, stolen away by Academy's Lorraine Etchell. Etchell now goes a nice long toss, very high over to London. Three ball on the way, no. Rebound by Petty. Petty dumps it off to St. Don, brings it up the left side, slows things down, backs up. Heaves it to Williams at the top of the key. The bullet pass, Williams bashes her way in there, all alone. Under the hoop was Whitney Howard, all alone. There was totally uncontested, and she was dead under the hoop, fans. 8:45 to go. Turning it around, and on the way is a kind of a drifting Hail Mary by Etchell. No, there's a lot of traffic there, Brian, 54-33. Coming up on 8.5, Williams goes in herself, hits the bottom of the backboard, takes another elbow in the eye. Be surprised if the other eye isn't bandaged up after that series. Academy turns it around after Williams hits the bottom of the bucket. Two ball by Elisa Griggs, 54-35. Here's Brian on the play-by-play.
Thank you, Stu. Is signed in, brings it up the right side, gets it to Petty, top of the key, working on Vaughn. Williams left wing, dumps it down to Howard, taken by Griggs. What a defensive play by Griggs down low. Gives it to London, who's bringing it up the right side. Back to Keim, the sharpshooter with the three, no good. Griggs rebound, big rebound there, put back, good. 54-37 now the lead for Humboldt, just under 8 minutes left in the game. As signed on, brings it back up the court for Humboldt.
Griggs right there with her first offensive rebound, and she makes the count.
Timeout Humboldt, as this one got a little sloppy there for a minute, turnovers and fouls, but now they're up 54-37, 7:47 left. And we're going to be going to a break. Brian Sanchez, Hunter Hornstein, Stuart Horn, bringing you live women's basketball here on radio.dominican.edu.
Radio.dominican.edu, Brian Sanchez with the call as we got AAU and HSU going at it tonight.
Thank you, Hunter. Brian Sanchez, Hunter Hornstein, Stuart Horn. Bringing you live women's volleyball here. 54-37, the lead for Humboldt over Academy of Art. 7:47 left to go in this game. As signed in is set to inbound. Halsey drives right. Tries to kick it out into Richards in the corner. And that one's knocked out by Keim. And now we're going to go to a media timeout. Just had one from Humboldt. Now we're going to get one from the media. 54-37, still the lead for Humboldt. 7:43 left in the half.
One thing we got to mention, Devin London, the point guard, 1-for-6 from the field and no assists. You got to wonder if maybe that's a reason why this team is struggling offensively right now. Only 37 points compared to the 54 that the Jacks have put up. I don't know. Devin London, your go-to player, not contributing.
Well, you got to think that a point guard is either going to put up points for herself or set up her team to get some.
She's doing neither right now at this point. 1-for-6 and nothing as far as assists go. This team for AAU really has been struggling with assists. The leaders only have two. That's Arielle Dale and Juliana Frazier, as well as Etchell. I mean, this team's got to find a way to get the ball to their players more often. You look at Humboldt State, Kayla Williams, she might be only 1-for-5 from the field, but 4 assists, so she's getting the ball to other players.
Yeah, and I mean, London, you're the point guard. The one thing she's doing right is she does not have a turnover, which is something you'd love to see from the point guard. Unfortunately for Academy of Art, they've got 2 other with 5.
Yeah, 21 turnovers all around the roster there. 5 turnovers for Juliana Frazier. And then you look at Nicole Biesek, who I mean, to be honest, that's not helping your team at all. If you're giving the other team opportunities to score, you want to keep possession. That's the name of the game. You get possession more, you're able to score more, you're going to put more points up, you're going to win.
Here's the in-ball, inbound from Seinden. She throws it to an area where someone was supposed to cut, but no one did. That ball goes out of bounds off of the hands of Dale, so it's going to be Humboldt State on the baseline, inbounding near side. They went from far side to near side. Here comes Seinden's inbound. She's looking for Halsey over the top, trying to get it to her. It's tipped, knocked away by Griggs. It's going to be Humboldt's inbound again as they're going to give it another shot.
To be fair, Humboldt State, 19 turnovers as a team, but still, the offensive production has been able to, you're able to turn a blind eye at those TOs.
Oh, Halsey on the play, turns left. They call her for the offensive foul on the push, and it looks like Griggs is hobbling on her ankle right now. She went down instantly, but she's going to stay in the game. She's okay as Dale is set to inbound.
Coaches for Humboldt State leaping to their feet. They don't understand. They don't agree with the refs there. And now the refs are warning the benches as assistant coach Skip Gleason is running his mouth a little bit. You're not allowed to do that there, Brian.
Nope, and that's an official warning there. One more and he's out. 7:36 left here in the half. 54-37 the lead for Humboldt is London, the point guard, bringing it up left side, working on Seinden. Feeds it into Griggs. Out to London. London, top of the key, finds Bisick. Looking around for help. Ball poked away by Richards. Bisick recovers. London, top of the key, drives left, left wing, top, Dale. Dale looks right, pumps left, goes down to Griggs. She's fouled on the pass. Griggs made the shot, but it's not going to count because Dale was fouled on the pass. 7:12 left in the half. 54-37 lead for Humboldt as their sharp shooting has put them up on top.
Absolutely. They find themselves getting blocked inside. But they're a complete team. They're not that one-trick offensive pony. They're able to distribute the ball all over the place. Everybody's contributing tonight.
Dale bounces the ball off the rim six times, but the free throw goes in. 54-38 now, 7:12 left in the half, as Dale readies to take her second shot. It's up and it's in. There's going to be a substitution here. Etchell's going to check in for London. 7 minutes left here in the game. 54-39, the lead for Humboldt. Signed in, bringing it up the right side. Met by Etchell, hands it off to Richards. Richards, the offensive force tonight, gives it to Petty, gives it to Price. Price left wing, signed in top of the key. Signed in, Price left, three, no good. Rebound, loose, out of bounds off of Griggs. It's going to be Humboldt ball under the hoop, 6:53 left in the game.
Want to remind our listeners, Penguin basketball is coming up next. They take on Cal State East Bay as they try to look for their first win of the young season. Tip off, 5 o'clock.
Signed in, set to inbound, finds Howard, backing up to the three-point line, gives it to Richards, top of the key. Richards looking for a pass, and signed in called for her second offensive foul of the night. Maybe the pest is getting a little too aggressive, and it's starting to cost her team.
Aggressively smart is what I like to call it, and right now it's just a little too aggressive, maybe not that smart. You want a good balance of either for the pest signed on.
Here comes Etchell, bringing it up the court, right side, drives. Takes it herself into the middle, tries to pass it, nobody there. Howard steals it away. Signed in, full sprint up the right side, cuts it back left, looking for help. Crossover dribble, the killer crossover, got past her, lost the handle. The freshman, Vaughn, picks it up for Academy of Art, gives it to Etchell. Etchell in the middle to Griggs. Griggs, with contact in there with Howard, misses the shot. B6 able to recover. Dale outside, back into Griggs, who's fouled by Howard. Nice ball movement there from Academy of Art results in a trip to the free throw line.
Almost an angry ball movement there by Academy of Art. And how about Seinden flying down the court almost angrily, maybe blinded a little bit by that and didn't see her other teammates that were open. Academy of Art very smartly went after her, forced the turnover, and then played really hard up until the whistle, getting their player to the line. Good job by the Urban Knights there.
54-39, the lead for Humboldt as Griggs steps up to take her first free throw. It's up and it's in. Nice touch from the down low post player. 54-40 now. And I'll tell you what, Hunter, it seems like it's been all Humboldt, but 6 minutes left, the lead's down to 14.
Yeah, Griggs going to the line for the first time this half and making it count as she's 1-for-1 early. Trying to make it 2-for-2 right here.
Here comes Griggs, dribbles the ball three times, sets, delivers the shot. Good. 54-41 now as the lead shrinks to 13, 6:20 left in the half.
And that might be a turning point. Academy of Art really needed those two freebie points, and they got them.
Williams dribbles left, finds Howard in the middle, wide open, roofed down there by Etchell. Bisick picks up the ball. Dale goes up the right side. Dale finds Etchell left corner. High pass, she's able to go up and get it. Etchell looking for friends, finds the freshman Vaughn. Vaughn dribbles, but is stolen by Richards as her great game continues. She's bringing it up the left side. She's looking, pull-up jumper, no good. Price battles for the rebound. Richards goes to save it, and she does. Gets it to Petty. Petty looking, finds Williams, top of the key, as there Humboldt's able to back it out. Calm down, set up an offense. Richards, right wing, screen from Petty. Richards drives left, dumps it off to Howard. Howard goes up, shot, good. What a play by Richards.
Richards to Howard, we say it again, and Howard making it count.
Richards not just a scorer, she's a playmaker. Here goes Dale on the drive, left-handed shot, no good. Rebound by Richards. Richard brings it back up the middle. She's looking for help. She's going to take it herself. She backs it out, finds Petty. Petty turns, fires, no good. Griggs rebound. The coach yelled for a kick out. There were two open players at the three, but Petty kept it herself. Here comes Dale back the other way. Pulls up, hands it to Bisick. Bisick back to Dale. Etchell for three. Yes. 56-44. The lead's down to 12 with 5 minutes left, Hunter.
Hey, the Academy of Art, they're not out of this yet. The Urban Knights playing very hard down the stretch. We'll see what happens here as we get to the late innings.
Here comes Williams, right wing. Dribbles left. Drives in herself, goes to finish, and she is fouled.
Sent to the line there, and Humboldt State needed that. Academy of Art, if you're on the other side, that's not something you want to see. You don't want to see Kayla Williams to the line at all. One for two already today.
And it's not just a chance for free points. It's a momentum stopper.
Absolutely.
Now,
you got an opportunity where you started running away with it, and now you flip the switch a little bit, and you caused the timeout. Academy of Art had a little bit of momentum going there. Now it's shut down.
Absolutely. Live women's volleyball, or basketball. Volleyball was last night. Hey, it was a great game, though.
Fantastic game. Congratulations to Kayla Morphew, the one and only senior on 4 great years.
Live basketball. Humboldt State leading Academy of Art 56-43, 4:37 left in the half. Brian Sanchez, Hunter Hornstein will be back when the action is here on radio.dominican.edu. Please forgive me, my behavior had me lost in ice cream.
Radio.Dominican.edu, the official radio home of Dominican University of California Athletics, bringing you some CCAA PacWest Challenge action. Academy of Art and Humboldt State going at it today. Humboldt State from CCAA. Academy of Art, of course, in the PacWest. Brian Sanchez on play-by-play with the call.
Thank you, Hunter. Brian Sanchez sitting alongside Hunter Hornstein here. Humboldt up, and Williams makes the first free throw to put her team up. 58-43, 4:37 left as Williams steps the line to take her second shot. She sets, she delivers. That one is good. Two big free throws there, Hunter.
Yeah, absolutely. You talk about a momentum shifter. Academy of Art really on the offensive, on the push there with a couple of unanswered points. The foul, Humboldt State gets the freebies, and the momentum is back on their side.
58-43, the lead for Humboldt. Here's Bisick, jumper, left baseline, up, rattles around, no good. Howard rebound. She's bringing it back the other way, gives it to Richards. Richards back to Seindon, the point guard, as they look to set up an offense. London picks up half-court pressure. Seindon's able to break it. She's looking. Williams on the cut, doesn't get it to her. Williams back up top. Seindon looking for her, gets it to her. There's Williams. Williams bringing it right, cuts back left on the nice crossover dribble. Williams feeds it, tries to feed it into Howard. It goes off the foot of Griggs. It's going to be Humboldt ball underneath the basket. 3:57 left here in the half. And now they're going to go to a media timeout with Humboldt leading 58-43, 3:57 left in the half. Brian Sanchez sitting alongside Hunter Hornstein. We'll be back when the action is here on radio.dominican.edu.
Radio.dominican.edu, the official radio home of Dominican University of California Athletics. Hunter Hornstein, Brian Sanchez, and Brian, you heard Humboldt State head coach Jody Gleenson saying, finish strong here, and with just under 4 minutes to go.
And that's exactly what they do, as the inbound goes straight to Petty, who's wide open down low. That puts up Humboldt 60-43, 3:45 left in the half. That's the way they wanted to come out of that timeout.
Absolutely, and with 4 minutes to go, that's really what you need to do. Put the pressure on, keep it going.
Griggs working down low, turns baseline on Howard, and she's able to lay it up and in. 60-45. Humboldt lead, 3:35 left in the game. Petty bringing the ball top of the court. She's pressured by Bisig, poked away. She gets it back. She's looking for Seinden. London pokes it away, but she's called for a foul. There's a hand to the face of Petty. She got hit from a couple different areas. Foul on Academy of Art. That one's going to be on Bisig, as that's going to send Petty to the line for some more freebies.
Academy of Art can't believe it there. They're shaking their heads. Head coach Larson for AAU openly shouting at the referees. Kevin Rose here. You've got to be kidding me. And a lot of this has to do with the frustration that this team is feeling right now.
Yeah, unless the assistant coach has been warned, so you might want to watch out. As Petty steps up to the line, she makes her first free throw and misses the second. 61-45, the Humboldt lead. London bringing the ball up the left side for Academy of Art. She goes back middle, takes it all the way herself. Layup is no good as her rough night continues. Here comes Williams up the right side, picked up half court by Bisig. Over to Seinden, who's picked up by London. Seinden trying to work her way past her. She does. She's so quick. She gets right around everybody. She gets it down to Petty. Petty looking for help. She gets it back to Seinden. Seinden left wing. Working on London. Dribbles left. Crossover dribble between the legs. Comes back to the right side left. Finds Petty wide open down under. But she mishandles it. Eschel takes the ball away. Bisig open out wide, but she takes it herself. Her layup is up and good.
How about that physical play there by Bisig? Nice job there by the AAU Urban Knights.
61-47 the lead for Humboldt. Academy of Art was on the comeback, but it looks like they could run out of time. There's 2:30 left in this one.
Yeah, I don't know if the Academy of Art is going to be able to pull through at this one. Humboldt State just will not let up at all. Relentless offense.
They really are, and one of the keys is Williams, who is on the ball now. She tries to drive left, and Eschel just pushes her out of the way. That's an easy foul call, and that's going to send him in line for two more freebies, and that's a good shooter you're sending in line, Hunter.
I know, you can't keep doing that. And this has got to be just frustration on Academy of Art's part right here. There's no need to foul her at this point in the game.
Nope. As she steps up to take her free throws, her first one's up, and it's out. It was a one-on-one situation, so the rebound goes to Dale, and go back the other way to Bisig, who pushes it all the way to London, and the layup is up and in. 61-49, the lead's down to 12. And there's a timeout for Academy of Art, who's only down 12 with 2 minutes left here. Humboldt leading. Brian Sanchez, Hunter Hornstein bring you live women's action here on radio.dominican.edu. Back here, live from the Conlon Center, Humboldt lead 61-49, 2 minutes left. Petty inbounds, taken away by Griggs. Griggs goes right up with it. She misses. Rebound batted around. London finally puts one up and in. 61-51 as the lead's down to 10 with 2 minutes left here in the game. Academy working their way back. Full court press. Williams trying to break it. She does. She works her way back up. She gets it to Petty. Petty over to Howard for the layup. Easy layups missed, but they're going to say she hit her in the head, and she absolutely did. Griggs with the foul, sending Howard to the line.
Academy of Art might not be out of it, like I said earlier. Humboldt State, though, still on the offensive onslaught. Academy has got to figure out a way to stop them and close the gap even more. Less than 2 minutes to go. There's still a little bit of time here. It's all up to the defense now of the Urban Knights.
Howard steps up and slides the first free throw right home. 62-51, minute 50 left in the game as Howard readies for her second free throw. The high arc is up and it is good. She nails them both, and that's big for her team, trying to tame the comeback of Academy of Art as Bisig brings it up the left side, covered by Richards. Bisig goes right to Dale. Dale drives left, loses control. She gets it back, though, off the feet of a couple Humboldt players. Bisig puts up the three. No good. Rebound. Howard. Humboldt pulls it down. Williams has the ball. Minute 30 left. 63-51 the lead for Humboldt. Seinden gets it to Williams to break the full court pressure. Williams driving hard. Pulls up. Brings it back out to set up an offense. Here she comes. She gets it over to Seinden.
Nice move right there by Williams.
10 seconds left in the shot clock, a minute 13 left in the game as Seinden's controlling. Seinden at 7, Seinden at 6. Petty for 3, good.
And that right there is a huge blow to the Urban Knights.
66-51, the Humboldt lead as Richards tries to pick up full court pressure on Bisig, but she fouls her. Minute and a second left in the game. Humboldt's lead back up to 15 on the three from Petty.
Tell you what, though, we look at this Academy of Art team. They're not giving up, and they did a great job of holding the offensive stars at bay. But Petty, man, coming through with the in the clutch with that 3-point.
It seems like every time Academy is about to crawl back into this thing, Humboldt nails down a three and sends him back home as Bisig misses her first free throw.
That is huge right there for the Urban Knights. They have to make these free throws here for the for any hope of really staying in this game, because Humboldt State right now is just inching further and further away, little by little.
Bisig's second free throw is up, and it's good. 66-52, 14-point lead. 1 minute left in the game. Here's Richards, left side, full court pressure is broken. Howard streaking to the basket, pulls up, easy layup, up and in, 68-52, and that might be the knife in the heart of Academy of Art there, Hunter.
Howard tacking on a couple more for her total, now 18 total points for her, and she has really been that offensive force inside down low there for the Jacks.
And quietly, too.
Very quietly, I think one of the most underrated players maybe on this team. Everyone talks about Sandon, everyone talks about Williams, but don't forget about Howard.
48 seconds left in the game. London pulls up, jumper, elbow, no good. Howard rebound. 68-52, Humboldt leads as Howard tries to give it to Sandon, but it's a jump ball. 40 seconds left in the game. The possession is pointing AAU's way, so it's going to be their ball with 40 seconds left in this one, but a 16-point deficit.
Yeah, and maybe a little too much with too little time at this point. And Humboldt State might be on the verge of going up 2-0 here early in this 2011-2012 women's basketball season. And I'll tell you what, there's no other way they'd really like to start off with two wins here against the Pac West.
Eschel tried to break free on the play, but she was grabbed by Sandon, and that's her fifth foul, so she is out of this game, but at least it came with 37 seconds left and a 16-point lead, so it looks like her loss won't hurt the team.
Yeah, it doesn't look like that at all, but Humboldt State, 15-12, we mentioned last season, off to a 2-0 start if barring some sort of miraculous comeback and epic collapse by Humboldt State.
Here comes Eschel. She gets free throws because that was the 10th team foul, so she steps up to the line. Her first free throw is up, and it is good. Rim and backboard helped it out, but it falls. 68-53 now the score as Eschel prepares for her second free throw. Here she comes, low into the crouch. She's up with the shot, and it's right through. Nothing but net. 68-54 as Williams has the ball on the inbound. 38 seconds left in the game. Williams drives. She pulls it back out. They're content to run out time in this one, as they should be. Williams, crossover left, drive, pulls it back out again. She gets past the defender and pulls it back out because there's no need for Humboldt to score anymore.
Yeah, Williams right there just running out the clock, taking a look at that shot clock peeking up there, but good defense there by the Urban Knights still.
15 seconds left in the game. The shot's up by Petty. It's no good. Price gets it. Shot clock's off. 12 seconds left in the game. 10 seconds left as they're swarming Price at midcourt. There's a timeout called by Humboldt to make sure they don't lose the ball here at the end.
Good, but smart move right there.
But there's 7.9 seconds left in this one, and Humboldt has a 14-point lead, so this one's all but over. The rest is just formalities. And the Humboldt offense has really impressed here, putting up nearly 70 points, Hunter.
Yeah, absolutely. And against Academy of Art, who got away with the win last time out, and Humboldt State dominated the Penguins, and here they go dominating Academy of Art. This is definitely a team we want to keep looking for. I'm just completely surprised by the lack of blocks. No blocks again, yet 6 blocks for AAU, but like we mentioned, with those blocks, the perimeter players are left open to go, and man, they went ahead and win.
And a lot of the ones that go inside, the shot is altered, just not blocked, and it's cost them. 5 seconds left here in the game. Williams dribbling out the clock. She drives, pulls it back out. 3-2-1, and there's the buzzer, and that's going to do it on this game as Humboldt wins it. 68-54, 14-point win, as Humboldt really flexes the muscles here and drains from beyond the line.
Absolutely. The sharpshooters did it all tonight. Nice job by the Humboldt Staters, and Academy of Art's going to have to regroup and get ready for their game against Cal State Monterey Bay as they travel to Seaside on November 15th. That next game is at the Otter Sports Center. Art is going to take Humboldt is going to go ahead and look forward to Hope International as they return home. That game's on November 18th. We want to remind our listeners to stay tuned because DU volleyball basketball action, I should say, against Cal State East Bay. A couple of teams, 0-1 on the season, looking to even up their records tonight as Dominican and Cal State East Bay ahead at 5 o'clock on this day two of the CCAA PacWest Challenge.
You heard it, folks. Coming up after warm-ups is going to be the main event tonight as your Lady Penguins take the court to try and even up their record on the season against Cal State East Bay. Brian Sanchez here, Hunter Hornstein alongside me. We'll be back with all the action of Dominican basketball here on radio.dominican.edu.